It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Cassandra Wilson is a language arts teacher and social studies teacher at Graham Mesa Elementary in Rifle. They're doing a Momster Mash costume party this year for Halloween. And, boy, this sounds like fun. That's some of my fondest memories, is being a kid and being able to, you know, go to school in costume and have a fun time.
Get dressed up. Right? It's going to be a good time.
Exactly. So how long? You've been planning this for a long, long time.
That we have. It's actually in response. We do a daddy-daughter dance every year. And the response has been so overwhelming that we wanted to give moms a chance to get in there and have some fun with their kids. There's been a call for moms to be there because the daddy-daughter is just for dads. Now we're going to do something just for moms.
All right. That sounds cool. But in costume.
In costume. You got to dress up in your silliest or best, most creative costume.
Now, is this just for students and their moms that go to Graham Mesa Elementary? Or
it is not. It is actually open to the public.
All right. And it is when? Next Friday night? So the 1st?
It is not. It is on the 24th. 26th.
26th.
It is Saturday, the 26th, from 6 to 8.
So on a Saturday night, too.
Yep.
So it's outside the school week. You don't have to worry about going to school the next morning.
Right.
Can have a great time with the kids. Is this a fundraiser for anybody or anything?
It actually is a fundraiser for our PTA to help support all the amazing things that they do for our school.
Okay. So how big is the – is it just you that's doing this, Cassandra, or a number of parents?
We are going to be doing it with the PTA in conjunction with them. All teachers are going to be there. We're going to have our watchdogs there for kind of security and just to have fun and participate. So there will be watchdogs there. We're going to try very hard to dress them up as dogs, which will be fun. We'll have a photo booth and cookies and all kinds of fun stuff. We're going to have a costume contest. It's going to be a great time.
And it is just $5 for moms and $2 for kids. And you've got a maximum of $10.
Right, $10 per family. So if a mom came in and has two or three kids, you're not going to go over $10. That is the max.
Okay. Or if one mom brings a number of kids just because of schedules and that kind of thing.
Right.
Maximum of $10. And again, that gets you in to the dance. And who will be spinning the tunes? It is a dance, right?
It is a dance. Okay. We actually have our amazing DJs who are actually also teachers. We have Mr. Omar, who teaches first grade, who's going to be the DJ, as well as Miss Pruitt, who teaches our music section. They've done every event that we usually have DJs at for GME for quite a while, and they rock it.
Do they do the, you know, mounds of sound, stacks of wax?
We'll go with that. Yeah, sure. They sure do, upon request only.
But they've done a lot of dances. And
they have.
You would expect the music teacher to be good at that kind of thing.
Yeah, actually, they're pretty good. They mess around with their own stuff all the time, and they are good at what they do, for sure.
Awesome. Again, it's Momster Mash, but any female relative is kind of fits the bill, you might say. So mom, grandma, stepmom, aunts.
Yep. You got it.
That kind of thing. And again, you know, if it's, you know, one mom that's kind of bringing the neighborhood kids, everyone is welcome, whether you go to Graham Mesa Elementary or not. It starts at, I know you told me this, I didn't write it down, 6 o'clock. It's 6 to 8 on Saturday, August 26th at Graham Mesa Elementary. So in the cafetorium, is that still what you call it?
The cafeteria, yeah.
Okay.
So you start out in the cafeteria, there will be a photo booth to your left, and then the dance is going to be in the gym, and then we'll have some activities and stuff out in the commons or the cafeteria for you guys to choose from.
The photo booths are so much fun. Are you old enough to remember the old, like the film photo booths?
Oh, yeah. Me and my sister did that quite a few times. It was so much fun and made silly faces.
They always had them at the mall. And
I think they still do.
Do they really?
I believe so.
Obviously, the format is a little bit different.
Right.
Is there an extra charge for the photo booth?
Nope.
Or, okay.
Nope. You can bring your own phones and you can do it directly to your phone with a watchdog taking the picture. Or, we can do it with one of our phones or however you want to do it.
Speaking of this, it doesn't necessarily have to do with the Momster Mash, but you mentioned the watchdogs at GME a couple times. This is something new that was specific to Graham Mesa Elementary. Was it last year or the last couple years? And now it's actually becoming more of a district-wide thing for the RE2 district.
Absolutely. So Watchdogs did originally start at GME. It's an amazing program that gets our dads involved. They come and they kind of hang out and help out the kids. They choose a day. We have a great watchdog program with a great director. And it has spread to different RE2 schools throughout RE2.
So what exactly, I mean, they help out with their kids and they schedule days, but what do they actually do?
Well, the whole point for the watchdog is that they provide a good role model for the kids.
Okay.
They don't just hang around their kids all day, though that is definitely, they get to see them and they get to be there for them and stuff like that. But they also get to go out to recess and play with everybody. And our kids respond super, super well to any watchdog in the building. It's just a good male role model because, you know, sometimes you don't have that.
And it's interesting, too, because obviously teachers are role models as well. But you really get to know your teacher pretty well throughout the year. And maybe, am I phrasing this correctly, maybe don't take them as seriously as you should sometimes. Whereas someone coming in just every now and then, it's a little bit different dynamic, a little bit different relationship.
Oh, absolutely. And it's also something that the kids view as kind of a treat. They get to see their watchdogs and they get to hang around them and play with them. They get to go out to recess and play football. They get to play basketball. However, whatever they want to do, the watchdogs have been amazing with just kind of hanging out in the classrooms and doing what they do.
And it's great for those dads or the father figures, as it were. Because they get to go back to school and have fun and play all those games that we don't always get to play anymore.
Yep. Foursquare, baby. Foursquare.
So, Cassandra, do you have a Facebook page for the school or for the event or anything like that?
If you log on to Facebook and then search up Graham Mesa Elementary School, then you can click join for that, and we do post all of our events there.
Okay.
We also have pictures of what goes on throughout the day or specific events. It's just it's a fun group to be part of.
All right, so just search Graham Mesa Elementary.
Yep.
Again, the Momster Mash is open to everyone that would like to go. Just $5 for adults, $2 for kids with a $10 absolute maximum. So if you've got one mom that brings several kids, that's fine as long as they are all supervised. That's the important thing, is all the kids need to be supervised. Again, don't have to go to Graham Mesa Elementary. Anyone is welcome to attend. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Cassandra Wilson from Graham Mesa Elementary. She's one of the staff that's helping put on the Momster Mash. So this is kind of the answer to the daddy-daughter dance. If you will, this is a chance for moms to get out with the kids and have a good time, have a dance for a couple hours. Saturday, October 26th at Graham Mesa Elementary. You'll go right in the front door there, get a chance to stop by the photo booth, and then head on into the gym for the dance, featuring a couple teachers spinning some tunes and rapping a little bit, doing the whole DJ thing, a kindergarten teacher, and then the music teacher.
Correct.
From
we have Mr. Omar and Miss Pruitt.
So, of course, at the daddy-daughter dance, you've got a lot of dad jokes. I'm curious what the equivalent would be at the Momster Mash.
Well, you know, we've been saving up all of our mom jokes just for this. So,
what would the difference be between a mom joke and a dad joke?
The level of caring. Got nothing. happen.
Well, I have to tell you, my girls actually say that I'm a diverse person. I have a couple different types of jokes I tell. There's the dad joke, and then there's the Gabe joke. And, you know, the dad joke, I think, is the standard run-of-the-mill. Is that right? Okay. It's a standard run-of-the-mill, but the Gabe joke is even worse than a dad joke, apparently.
Okay, and pray tell, what is a Gabe joke?
A dad joke, only worse. I don't know. I can't think of one right now. But maybe I will think of one throughout the course of the conversation today, actually. Again, the Momster Mash on October 26th is a fundraiser for the Graham Mesa PTA. As a teacher, as an educator, talk about how important the Parent-Teacher Association is for you.
They are amazing. They do so much for the school every day. They support us in so many different ways. We are also always looking for PTA members. So if you're interested, come on by, talk to our PTA. They meet about once a month, and they just do so much for the school. I can't even describe.
And do they, how often do they meet? Do you know?
Roughly about once a month. And they have, okay, you know, very planned and stuff like that. And if you're interested, just come and talk to us and we can fill you in on any of the details.
Okay. And there are, so it's parent teachers. So you've got teachers as well that are part of that organization?
Yeah, we do attend the meetings. Not all of us, but we do, you know, have representation at most every meeting.
To make sure that there's somebody there, yep, to kind of represent the teachers.
Yep, absolutely.
How do you know how large the staff is at Graham Mesa?
We have, about three or four teachers per grade level. So four in kindergarten, four first, second. And then plus we have all of our amazing paras. We have our classified staff.
So about 25 teachers and probably twice as many administrative staff.
Yeah, probably, roughly, yeah.
Between, you know, the paras and the folks in the office and, yep, that kind of thing. Working, you might say, behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh, but we couldn't do anything that we do without them.
Education has changed so much since I was in, you know, kindergarten through fifth grade. You know, first of all, we called it junior high, not middle school, right? And mm-hmm. It did not involve sixth grade as it does now. And the number of people, the majority of the employees in the school district when I was, and we're talking about the same school district, by the way, when I was in school, teachers were the largest group of employees, I think, unless, you know, maybe I was just a kid. I didn't realize all those people behind the scenes. But, you know, there were maybe three or four people in the office, and that was it for, you know, maybe 10 or 15 teachers throughout the school. So I imagine that allows you as a teacher more time to actually focus on, you know, doing what you do on a daily basis.
Well, we have things like our coaches that help us to do what we do. And they are not, you know, hung up in the office or anything. We have the most amazing receptionist that anyone could ever ask for, as well as an amazing
what
nurse.
Is it about? I think it's a job requirement. If you're going to be, you know, the stereotypical, you know, school secretary, mm-hmm, right? The person mm-hmm. at the front desk at the school. Right. It doesn't matter what you call that person. It just seems like they're always awesome.
I think that it has to be a requirement. They just have to be awesome in order to have that job.
Right. Absolutely. Mine from back in the day was Sherry Simonson. Oh, I adored that woman. She was so good to us. And put up with so much, bless her heart.
And they have to have patience. They have to have immense
exactly.
patience.
Especially when you're dealing with kids like me. Again, the Momster Mash. Is this the first time you've done this?
This is the first year that okay. we're doing this. We had such a huge call out for something last year after the daddy-daughter dance that we decided that we were going to put something together for the moms and celebrate them.
When is the daddy-daughter dance this year, by the way?
It is in February.
Okay. So it's they're kind of opposite each other on the calendar.
They are. We tried to spread them out so that there's a little something for everybody all year.
Absolutely. And how much response do you typically get to the other dance, to the daddy-daughter dance?
That is absolutely overwhelming. We have people from all over the community come and enjoy and have a great time, people that we never get to see any other way. So, yeah, amazing.
And so do you expect a similar kind of turnout for the Momster Mash?
That's what we're hoping for, yeah. If we can get the word out and make sure that everybody knows about it. The daddy-daughter dance has been going for a while, so the word has kind of spread, and now we're spreading the Momster Mash.
Again, there's no age limit for the Momster Mash, as long as the kids are supervised by an adult. Again, everyone is welcome, whether your kids go to Graham Mesa Elementary or not. You want to learn more, just check out Graham Mesa Elementary on Facebook. And we did not really talk much about the costume contest, but we will. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Cassandra Wilson. She's a teacher at Graham Mesa Elementary, English and social studies. Which is your favorite?
I'm an English girl through and through for sure, but I do love social studies. It's something that you ties in super well with English. And
so let me ask you this. Have you learned, through teaching social studies, have you then also learned some stuff as well?
Every day. Every day. I just was telling my kids the other day that that's the best way you're going to learn is to actually teach it. So we actually went, I guess it was Thursday, and we taught the fourth grade about the five themes of geography. And I think that they learned it so very well.
What are the five themes of geography?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot. All right. Let's see. We have location, place. We have human environment interaction. We have, I'm always forgetting the two. I don't know. You have to ask one of my kids.
We can come back to it. We can come back to it. Isn't it interesting, though, how, you know, when your student's age, you think that there is not possibly any more knowledge that you can learn. And then as the older the older I get, it's like there's so much more knowledge out there, so many more things to learn.
Oh, I hear the older you get, and I agree with this, the older that you get, the more you realize you don't know anything.
Right. Whereas you start from the opposite kind of position,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Again, the main subject today we're talking about is the Momster Mash, chance, the answer, if you will, to the daddy-daughter dance, which will happen in February at Graham Mesa Elementary. Momster Mash happens Saturday the 26th from 6 to 8 in the gym. Everybody, obviously, will go through the cafetorium. That's right. Because it's a cafeteria and an auditorium, right?
There you go. I like that.
Everybody goes through that and go through the photo booth and all that kind of thing, then go into the gym for a little dance provided by a couple of the teachers. It's pretty cool.
Yep, the whole staff is putting it on.
I'm hoping they'll have the eponymous song queued up and ready to go. Momster Mash.
Well, that's an obvious. That's how we're going to get started.
I didn't mean to give you another shower. Talk about the costume contest.
Well, let's see. We have everyone we want everyone to dress up in their coolest and silliest costumes. And then we have three categories that we are going to judge. And that's going to be the silliest costume, a group best. So if you're a mom and you have like a bunch of kids that you're taking, then we're going to look for group best
As far as group, you're talking about coordinating with each other or
I believe that's definitely going to be something that we're looking at, but it also is just if you have the most creative or the most
who are the judges, maybe that would be helpful.
That is going to be a few of the teachers and administration.
Okay. Do you have a number or is it still kind of fluid?
We're still figuring out exactly who's going to be on that, but okay. It will be fair and we're going to make sure that there's representation from everywhere.
So silliest, group best, and what was the third category?
The most creative.
Okay. Awesome. And what are the prizes that you have lined up for that?
We are working on those as well. We're going to get some really cool baskets together. We have a few ideas, but you're going to have to show up to find out.
Will they be kid-focused baskets or maybe something for everybody in the family?
Something for everybody in the family. We're trying to do it more of a family-type basket. And that could be anything from movie stuff and movie tickets and a whole bunch of other stuff in that basket to game night.
Okay, and again, there's no need to RSVP. Just show up on Saturday the 26th at Graham Mesa Elementary.
Right. We do have tickets available if you would like to purchase them early.
Okay, in the office?
We do in
from
the office.
From the office receptionist? Awesome then, office receptionist?
Yes. From
say
the
that
amazing,
fast 10 times.
Amazing. Awesome. and then we also have them over at Alpine Bank.
Oh, at Alpine Bank in Rifle? At both Alpine Bank locations?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and rifle. And
that's cool that they're selling tickets as well.
Yeah.
Again, is there any benefit to buying tickets in advance?
You know that you can come.
There you go. So there's a limited number then?
There will be a limited number. Okay. There's quite a lot, for sure. We have a lot of room. But, you know, they have only a limited number at the banks. And if they're out or whatever, come on over to Grand Mesa and we'll hook you up.
There you go. And again, everyone is welcome to attend. Doesn't matter whether the kids go to Grand Mesa Elementary or not. It's just a chance for everybody to come out and maybe see some old friends they haven't seen in a while and maybe meet some new friends.
Absolutely. Have some cookies, talk, dance.
Yep, cookies. You know, we didn't really talk much about the – you do have some prizes. We talked a little bit about the prizes, but the treats. What about the treats?
Oh, we have all kinds of treats. We have cookies. We're going to have cupcakes. We got candy. We're going to sugar you up and then let you get out all of your jitters on the dance floor.
Perfect. With some great tunes spun by Grand Mesa Elementary's most popular DJs.
DJ Omar and DJ Steph, killing it.
Again, if you want to learn more, search Facebook for Grand Mesa Elementary. Again, it's the first ever, first annual, hopefully, Momster Mash. A way for mom to get out and get silly with the kids, kind of the answer to the daddy-daughter dance that has been in February every year. Again, you can get tickets at Alpine Bank, either Alpine Bank and Rifle. Oh, I'm sorry, not just Rifle, Parachute, or Newcastle.
Right.
Again, you know, driving home the idea that it's not just a Grand Mesa Elementary thing. Everybody from around the community is welcome. So, yeah, Alpine at Rifle, Parachute, or Newcastle, you can get tickets in advance or get them at the office at Grand Mesa Elementary or just pick them up at the door on Saturday the 26th. Same price, advance at the door.
Yep, same price no matter when you go.
Again, $5 for adults, $2 for kids, up to $10. You won't pay any more than $10, even if you want to help out, you know, another family member. You know, I know a lot of cousins tend to be around the same age, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, one aunt will end up bringing their kids and the cousins, right?
Heck
so
yeah, the so more forth. The merrier. We love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Anything else that we should mention that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, I think that we are pretty good on everything.
All right. Again, search Facebook for Grand Mesa Elementary if you want to learn more. Again, tickets in advance are being sold at Alpine Bank and Rifle, Parachute, and Newcastle, and at the door at Grand Mesa Elementary, as well as at the GME office. You can stop by. And why am I forgetting the name of the receptionist?
Because I haven't told you. Her name is Miss Linda, the amazing Miss Linda.
Yes. As I said, it's a requirement for being in that job. You have to be extraordinarily patient.
Yes.
And just an awesome person.
And not just with the kids. You have to be patient with the staff, right, too.
I was going to try and leave that part out. But we all know it's true.
Uh-huh.
Again, you know, Saturday, October 26th, 6 to 8, Grand Mesa Elementary. Everybody's welcome. And I suppose we'll put you on the calendar for next year around this time to talk about the next one.
That would be awesome. We love it.
Take care until then.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.